The continued closure of Gaza's sole Israel-controlled crossing of Eretz used by Gaza travelers remain in place since Sunday. Palestinian rights groups in the Gaza Strip described the closure as collective punishment. Israel says the closure is in response to Gaza border protests over the past few weeks. Salah Abdulati is head of the International Committee for Defending the Palestinian People in Gaza. Abdulati says the closure constitutes a violation of the right to movement.
It hinders movement of patients wanting to mediate in West Bank hospitals and outside of Palestine. In addition, it blocks movement of international staff working in Gaza. This situation would cause economic losses in Gaza.
Abdulati says on daily basis around 150 Gaza patients and more than 18,000 Gaza workers inside Israel use the Eretz crossing. Weeks of border protests by dozens of Gaza youth escalated Tuesday when Israeli forces killed one Palestinian protester and wounded several others. Israeli forces also invaded the Jenin refugee camp in the West Bank Tuesday night, killing four Palestinians and injuring about 30 others. Israel said the raid was an attempt to arrest a senior resistance leader. This latest Israeli attack on Jenin comes a few months after its army carried out the largest-scale assault on Jenin in more than 20 years. Residents of Jenin express resentment for frequent Israeli attacks on their one-square-kilometer refugee camp. Ahmed Zaid is a local journalist in Jenin.
Residents of the camp have always told concerned parties that if those parties won't stand by the camp, then the residents themselves would have to stand against Israeli attacks. They strongly believe that even if no one stands by them or supports them in their resistance, they won't fight against the local citizens, but only with the occupation.
Escalation on the ground comes against the backdrop of an internal Israeli standoff over judicial changes to which large sectors of Israeli society are opposed. Talal Okal is a Gaza-based political analyst. Okal foresees some more escalation in the near future.
An explosion is upcoming because Israel is yielding no effort to provoke Palestinians. I do believe that the upcoming Jewish holidays and potential violence in Jerusalem would spark such an explosion.
Last week, Qatari ambassador to the Palestinian territories Mohammed al-Ahmadi left the Hamas-ruled Gaza after his efforts to contain further violence failed. For 2 years now, Qatar has sponsored a monthly stipend of $100 for 100,000 impoverished Gaza families. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.